بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ينادونهم ألم نكن معكم قالوا بلى ولكنكم فتنتم أنفسكم وتربصتم وارتبتم وغرتكم الأماني حتى جاء أمر الله وغركم بالله الغرور. In the previous ayats we read, when people will have to cross Pul Sirat, there will be complete darkness there, and a person won't be able to see his own, the palm of his own hand also. Then Allah Ta'ala will throw Noor, which will come from the Mu'mineen, the believers, and from the heart will come the Iman, the Noor of Iman, and from the parts of the body will come the Noor of A'mal, and then they will be able to cross easily. Then when they are crossing, and the Munafiqeen will have no Noor, and the Mu'mineen will be walking fast because they will be seeing the scenes of Jannah. So very eagerly they will go very fast over the bridge of Pul Sirat. Whereas here the Munafiqeen will tell them, Yunadunahum, ye unko pukarenge. The Munafiqeen will call upon the Mu'mineen, the sincere people, Alam nakum ma'akum, kya hum na the tumhare saath, were we not with you in the world? We were together, we were one family, we were one people of one town, we should make namaz in one masjid, we were all together, so and we were friends. And how can a friend leave his friend? Wait for us, let us also come and join you. Then they will reply and say, قَالُوا بَلَىٰ كَهَنْجَ كِيُوْ نَهِ بَيْشَكْ. Undoubtedly you were with us, we were all together in the dunya, but you hid your kufr in your heart, and your condition was, وَلَكِنَّكُمْ فَتَنْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ, لیکن تم نے بچلا دیا اپنے آپ کو. You put yourself in trouble by not having genuine iman. You put yourself in trouble all the time. وَتَرَبَّسْتُمْ اور راہ دیکھتے رہے. And all the time it was in you that when will some trouble come to the Muslims. And we must be careful that we should think of our own condition. Like if we get happy if somebody, a Muslim brother, some problem he has got. His shop burns down, may Allah save us all. His house comes in difficulty and we become happy. And moreover, the Islamic things. Like for example, we don't like Tabligh Jamaat and some problem comes and we get happy about that. Or we don't like a Khanqah, we don't like a Darul Uloom, and some problems come there, then we get happy about that. That's a sign of this nifaq. All the institutions of deen must be ours. We should regularly be making dua for them also. And if any problem comes, we can't help physically, monetarily, but dua, we should feel sad. But if we are feeling happy, the munafiqeen were always waiting. When will the Muslims suffer a defeat in the battle? And when will they be totally annihilated? And it will be only we who are living. So many of us, we don't like Islamic values in our hearts also. Even if the wife wants to wear burqa, for example, we don't like it. Or the wife doesn't want the husband to wear a beard, but she can't say anything, she keeps it in the heart. So all Islamic values, we mustn't be having some dislike for it. That's a sign of this hypocrisy. We must love Islam from the heart. وَرْدَبْتُمْ اور دھوکے میں رہے. And you are all the time in doubt. Sometimes when good things happen to any institution of deen, then you also show that you are very happy, you join the bandwagon. But when there is a problem, you are the first to jump off. You didn't stand together at that time. You jumped off the bandwagon and now you start criticizing, etc. So, وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْأَمَانِ or behek gaye apne khiyalon par, and all your desires that you had just to live it up for this dunya, to follow the Western culture, all the desires, you were just following them all the time, and that put you into great deception. You also wanted to dress like Hindus dress with the sari, for example. Or you wanted to dress how the non-believers dress. You want to go for holidays how they go for holidays. All their values were in your heart all the time. Hatta jaa amrullah. Yahan tak ke aap pahuncha hukam Allah ka. Until finally the command of Allah came. And Allah made Islam supreme. And the non-believers were defeated. And then they saw that all their plans and all the hatred they had in their heart did not help them at all. That was here in this dunya already. But in the akhirat they will see it clearly. When they can't get, they won't have any light. وَغَرَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَيُغَرَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. اور بہکا دیا اللہ کے نام سے اس دغاباز نے. And that deceiver shaitan deceived you with the name of Allah Ta'ala. You thought that you are also making namaz with all the other Muslims. You are also a Muslim. You joined in their functions. And shaitan deceived you in that way. But in your heart was lurking kufr, the love of the non-believers. Therefore, it is very important that we stay away from the company of the non-believers. We know today at schools, universities, where they mix so much, they just get married also over the religious line. And they don't consider the parents or anyone in that case. They just do what they want to. Muslim boys marries a non-Muslim girl. A Muslim girl marries a non-Muslim boy. All these values do not remain. Also at the workplace. So our company, if we are working, we have to go to university. But then make sure we are spending more time in deen. We join the Jamaat, for example. We join the company of the pious people. And we try and eradicate that harm as much as we can. Try and remove it. Otherwise that has an influence on us. And it can lead us to nifaq first. And then afterwards it leads us, as very sadly we are witnessing today, open irtidad. That the people openly then give up Islam. And they say, I'm no more a Muslim. Our young boys and girls, this is unfortunately becoming quite common. So this is, we have to be careful of this. فَالْيَوْمَ لَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْكُمْ فِدْيَةٌ. So aaj tumse qabool na hoga fidya dena. So we won't accept any ransom money on Qiyamah's Day. They will see in what great problems they are. And there no ransom money will be accepted from them. وَلَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا or مُنْكِرُوا say, and neither from the kafirs, not the hypocrites, not the kafirs, will any ransom be accepted. وَمَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارِ اور تم سب کا گھر دوزخ ہے. And all of you, the munafiqeen and the kuffar, your house to stay is the fire of Jahannam. Is the fire now. هِيَ مَوْلَاكُمْ وَهِيَ رَفِيَتْ تُمَارِكَ. And that fire will be your friend. If fire is your friend, what will be the condition? As it comes in other places, half of Jahannam will be boiling water. The other half will be blazing fire. What kind of a friend will that be? How will the condition be? وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ or buri jaga cha pahunche. And they went and reached a very, very difficult, very, very bad place, the fire of Jahannam. When people will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah, the believers will come on the right side of the throne of Allah Ta'ala. And their faces will shine white, and there will be noor on their faces. The non-believers will be on the left side. And this will be, the whole details is, there are quite a bit of details. At the beginning, there won't be anything happening. And then everyone will run to every Nabi and ask them to intercede that at least now accountability starts. There will be just a awe and fear in everyone. And all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam will also say, I can't do that. Finally, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will intercede. And after this, the kuffar from Yeh will be pushed into the fire of Jahannam. They won't even go to Pul Sirat. They will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam right here from the beginning. No hisab kitab for them also. Just like a non-believer is not responsible for namaz, for zakat, like only if he accepts Islam, then now he's responsible for the details. So on the day of Qiyamah, on account of the open kufr, they will be thrown headlong into the fire of Jahannam at the beginning. Then all will move to full sirat, where it will be completely dark, where a person won't be able to see the palm of his hand also. Then Allah will put nur, and from the believer's hearts nur will come of iman, and from their body parts the nur of a'mal will come. And that is where the munafiqeen will want to join them and cross full sirat. And those who are the muqarrabeen, those who are the anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, the awliya, etc., they will get right through VIP service. They won't have problems at all whatsoever. And then when they get to the other side of Qul Sirat, it appears there Hisab Kitab will take place. And there the scale will be put and actions will be weighed again. And there interrogation will take place of every minute of your life, how you spend it, where you spend it. And every cent of yours, where you earned it and where you spend it, all that interrogation will take place. Who passed there will go to Jannah. Whom Allah forgives will go to Jannah. And those others, they will have to go to Jahannam, but that will be like a cleansing procedure. Like a crook, a robber stabs you. And we know the suffering, the pain, may Allah save us all. And one is you go to the hospital for an operation. They also cut you open, but you sign for it and you pay for it. But you know you are getting remedied, hopefully. So the mu'mineen who will go to Jahannam will go for remedy, for cleansing up. Just like clean clothes from the cupboard we don't put in the washing machine, but dirty clothes we put in. And the washing machine hits them from side to side, spins them from this side to that side. When they are clean, and now they are fit to be ironed and put in the cupboard now. Now they are clean. Like that the mu'mineen will get their treatment. If they did not make tawbah in this world, and Allah did not forgive them, then they will have to go through that procedure. May Allah save us all, and Allah has been very kind that He has informed us of this. Many of us many times feel that the ayats of warning of Jahannam, Allah's azab, etc. is too hard, we can't take it. But it is just like somebody is leaving home today, going to Durban, and we show him the road to the highway, to the freeway. But we tell him also, watch out, there are speed traps also. So you telling him speed traps is not to demoralize him. It's not to make him despondent. You are warning him. If he observes your warning, he's going to have a wonderful journey and go safely. But if he doesn't heed the warning and he speeds, they might even lock him up if he speeds over the limit. So just like that, Allah has warned us while we are in this dunya so that we can also correct ourselves. If we heed the warnings of Allah Ta'ala and we abide by that, we'll have a carefree journey to Jannah inshallah. From the before we die, the good death, the glad tidings of Jannah will be given to that person. And he will be, those who are in the qabr are getting the cool breezes of Jannah also all the time. Otherwise, people are for how many years in the qabr? If we were wrongdoers, if we had this hypocrisy in our heart, if there was kufr in the heart, na'uzu billah, may Allah save us. And if our amal were weak, then that will be our life in the qabr. If our iman was weak, our amal were weak, that will be the type of life we will get in the qabr also, and on the day of qiyamah as well. Wa akhiru da'wana.